Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And lately I've been having some really intense dreams. And one of my hobbies is analyzing dreams. And I actually took a class, I think I mentioned that. And I lost my textbook, but oh well. Anyway, sometimes people forget how fascinating the mind really is and how we deal with stuff during the day and how the brain and the mind works at night. And I always like thinking of dreams as little mini movies for you to watch while your body is resting. Lately, anybody who's read any of my blogs or listened to some of my previous audiobooks, my life has kind of been, I don't want to say out of control, but out of control. And the dream that I had woken up to this morning basically let me know, yes, your life is out of control. Because I dreamed about my car, driving my car. I wasn't actually driving it. But your car represents your life and the direction, you know, that you're going and how you're controlling your life, basically. You know, if you're going too fast in your car, that could be interpreted as you're driving yourself too hard during your waking life. But I wasn't actually sitting in the driver's seat. And when you analyze your dreams, you have to write down, as soon as you wake up, you have to write down the key components that you remember. Car, not sitting in it, gear shift, anything that sticks out. Was it daytime, nighttime, raining, windy, colors, animals, everything, and how you were feeling when your dream was going on and when certain things were happening to you. Write that down. And when I wasn't actually driving the car, I was leaning in and I guess I had a kitten that was a pet, or I found them or something, and I was parked at the top in my grass, I guess, I don't know, and then there was this wooden fence that protected the property from the muddy slope on the other side, and my arm accidentally hit the gear shift to drive while the car was running, and I knew it, but in the dream, I couldn't do anything about it, and it crashed through the fence, and I'm hanging on, not actually sitting in the driver's seat, doors open, and so it kind of means I'm not in control. I'm going downward on a muddy slope. Mud is not clear. Mud is can be associated with mud slinging. Mud also, you get stuck in the mud. Mud too can, you know, represent everything else, other things. I was thinking fertility, because it represents life, because aren't we created from mud? And my car didn't crash into the puddle at the bottom. I stopped halfway, and I tried to get it to go back up, because I kept thinking in my mind during the dream that if I get it to go back up on the top of the hill, I'll be safe. That's where I want to be, up back up there, not over here, because it's dangerous over here and bad things can happen. And my car ended up sideways. And because I got it to go back up halfway up the hill. But I kept thinking gravity and I'm going to flip it over. So I ended up sliding sideways. And I was worried about the kitten. There was two of them, but I lost one. I think it died. It was a gray kitten. And gray is in between, you know, the colors, black and white. And white is pure and innocent, blah, 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 and truth. And black, of course, is, you know, death and negative. But so what's gray? Gray is indifference and detachment and not really neutral, but it's just detachment, I would say. Kittens, what do they represent? Well, cats, and, you know, they can mean a lot. And how you interact with the animal in your dream is not found in a dream dictionary. It's, you have to write all that down and then interpret it. And, you know, kittens, cats in general, they represent a lot. I mean, they mean a lot. And I'm not going to go into what it means for me. But anyway, I just realized, and then the kitten turned into a frog. But the frog was, it was deformed because I ended up flipping the car over into the mud. Which wasn't good, meaning my life crashed somewhere or I lost control somewhere in my life. And frogs mean fertility to some people, depending on your dream. But in my case, it represented someone who I thought was something but turned out to be someone else. And all I can think of is when the princess kisses the frog and he turns into a prince. And this one didn't, not saying, but that's how it works in for my dream. But anyway, and it was deformed because of the accident. One arm was, yeah, my frog had arms. It had one arm stuck up. And it was a full-sized frog, like an adult. And it knocked at the door. It was standing there, and I let it in. And it somehow walked behind the sofa, and it turned into a little boy. And little boys mean something. And depending on how you interact with the little boy means something. But I just find it fascinating how the mind works. And how it takes what's going on during the day when you're awake, and if you're not dealing with it, or if you're not, if it's not in the conscious part of your mind, then it surfaces up and while you're sleeping. And dreams can serve as warnings. And I think this is a kind of a warning dream, but something that already says, that something's already going on in my life. You know, it's like, I know it's going on, but I guess a part of me doesn't really want to look at it and deal with it. So the dreams keep coming back and saying, okay, you know what you're doing, and you know this is what's going to happen if you continue to do this. I just think it's fascinating, and how people dream, you know, different. Some people dream in black and white. I've never dreamt in black and white. Mine's always in color. And then I was thinking, it was funny because the dream I had the night before was at night, and it had like snowy sleet, and it was rainy and wet and cold and damp. And this morning's dream was, it was sunny out, but you know, had mud, and so you pick it, you write it down, and you pick it apart, and then you put it all back together, and I'm just fascinated with that. And what purpose does it serve? It helps you understand, I think, stuff that's going on in your day-to-day life. So that's it. I just want to say thanks for listening, and Laterness, people.